what do you all the stuff that well, you raise sheep for to get there?
Oh, the wool.
Okay. Do you know the different the names for the different ages of hogs?
Yes. No, I don't think so.
Okay. What about the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
Okay. And what about the big teeth they have?
Tusks.
They would. What about the big teeth or whatever that an elephant has? Would you call it the same thing?
Tusks.
Okay. Are you familiar with the thing they make to feed a hog with? Two boards that are.
The trough.
Okay. What about the noise that a calf might make when it's being weaned? You ever heard that called something in particular? The noise that a cow would make when it's ready to be fed?
Moo.
What about a horse?
Neigh. Do they neigh?
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called?
A setting hen.
Okay. And what about a place for chickens? A shelter for them?
Chicken house? Chicken pen?
Okay, would that, what about one just for a few? Would chicken house be for a lot or for a...
Well, that'd be for a lot. Mm-hmm.
What about one, like if you raise chickens in your backyard, just a few, would you have a name for that?
Well, just a chicken yard, that's...
Okay. Okay, what about, you're getting ready to cook the chicken now, and the piece of chicken that kids like to get in
the barn.
Do you have names for the two different pieces, the long and the short?
Thighs.
I mean, of the pulley bone.
Of the...
Okay, and which one is the one that gets his wish?
The one that gets the longest.
The long one. What do you call the parts, the edible insides of chicken, liver and heart, gizzard? You have a name for this?
Just chicken.
Okay. What about for a pig or a calf, the insides?
I don't know that much about them.
What about the part of pork that insides that sometimes used, is eaten as it is, and sometimes you stuff it right?
Chitlins.
Okay. Okay, if you, if you hear the cow mooing and the horse neighing, what time is it?
It's big feeding time.
Okay. Are you familiar with any calls to cows, or if we don't want to call the cows in, horses or anything? What about if you're in a wagon and you want to say something to make the horses start? What would you say?
Gee and haw.
Okay. Would you use that to make them start?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that much about horses.
Okay.
Get up. Giddy up.
What about if you're riding horseback? What do you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished yet, you might say you had, I have a, something before dark.
Deadline to me.
Suppose something's very common and